I saw with my own eyes some of the videos and the way these crates were stacked on top of each other. And, you know, the fecal matter and the urine just going from one dog to another and the matting and the overbreeding. And
Senator Grisanti describing the horrible conditions found where unregulated dog breeding is occurring, known as puppy mills, to sell to unsuspecting consumers. New York State has the second highest amount of puppy pet stores in the nation. Yet local governments across the state are prohibited from regulating those stores.
Putting municipalities in charge of regulating the pet dealers will allow for better oversight and recognition of these abusive pet dealers.
The puppy mills subject animals to poor conditions that cause various health issues. SPCA Executive Director Barbara Carr says millions of dogs are living in harmful conditions. Her own dog, Charlie, suffered at a puppy mill.
When I took this dog home with no intention of keeping her, you know, she had no fur, she was covered with scabs, her mouth was rotten with bad teeth, her paws were bleeding.
The bill would assist the SPCA and localities which care for many of these pets that are abandoned by their owners because it costs too much to care for them. Lori Schlick is president of the Western New York Citizens Against Puppy Mills. Schlick says pet shops receive regulation only by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and that's misleading to consumers.
Getting a cursory look by the USDA inspectors once a year, if that, to see if they have food, water, and shelter, which is the bare bones that they are required to have. There is nothing good about a USDA-licensed puppy.
A Cheektowaga woman named Sunny was holding a puppy mill dog at the SPCA.
But she lived in a chicken coop in a little cage for like 8 years, just having puppies. And she's still very afraid.
The puppy mill bill has already been approved by the state Senate and Assembly, but now needs to be delivered to the governor. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.